Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, everybody. Welcome to a special edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. I'd like to take a second to tell you about our friends at Blitz, the official ticket provider of the Armchair Media Network. Unlike other ticket providers that sneak in extra fees on unexplained service charges, at Tix Blitz, the price you see is the price you pay. If you want to see your favorite player get in his licks, maybe that's Hakeem Nicks, Hakeem Hicks, or haha Clinton Dix, go to TixBlitz.com and enter the promo code Armchair at checkout and receive 5% off your total ticket purchase. That's TixBlitz.com, promo code Armchair, Tix Blitz, guaranteed seats, guaranteed emotions. Andrew Stevens is our ad rep, and he is an evil man. He sent me that ad this morning.
Solid B minus.
So, all right, everybody.
I like that the word ticket crossed you up more than everything else.
So. It's just amazing. So, look, Sean Payton had his end-of-year press conference yesterday, and if you didn't see it, while he was talking about binging on Netflix and eating ice cream for 3 days, under his college shirt, he had the T-shirt that you can buy of Roger Goodell wearing the clown nose, and it was... He showed just enough of it so that everyone on the internet and the Twitters could identify that he was wearing that T-shirt, but still have plausible deniability. Andrew?
Yeah, like it just shows enough to where, like, you definitely can't say 100%.
Oh, no. You could say 100%. I saw the GIFs that people were making where they, like, slide the picture of Roger Goodell wearing the clown nose over the shirt and, like, the little bit of Goodell's head that's showing. Like, it slides in perfectly like a puzzle piece. So I'm 100% sure he was fucking wearing that shirt. Like, there is no doubt. Do you doubt that he's wearing the shirt?
I don't doubt it. It's more just like that if he was ever confronted, he could be like, what are you talking about? He could even probably have some T-shirt designer guy like create a different shirt so that he could then like show them, no, this is the shirt I was wearing. You know, yeah. So like I think he could cover his tracks. And it's not that I have any doubt and just like. Like the thinly veiled effort that he went to just kind of throw a bone at the fans. Like we needed this. Like
here's
coming
the thing.
Out of the ice cream net. I mean, for some of us, it was hard alcohol. For some of us, it was something else. But coming out of this Netflix and ice cream haze for 3 days.
Like here's the thing. Like.
Something like that.
First of all, we'll get to the specifics of the Netflix and the ice cream and the T-shirt. But I want to say, on Monday's podcast, I asked the question, and I said, what can Sean Payton do to ramp up the petty and the don't-give-a-fuck attitude? Because the Saints were pretty much running at like a 9.5 all year long. What can he do to ramp it up? And we came up with crazy ideas of Jimmy Graham dunking on goalposts, getting penalties. Andrew, he didn't just ramp up the petty to a 10. He got in a fucking rocket ship and launched into the fucking other galaxy like Matthew McConaughey in Inner Fucking Stellar. I mean, he's off the charts, man. He has taken petty to a level that I did not My mind couldn't even conceive of this. And he has taken us there, and it is January 31st, Andrew.
Yeah, so I don't think he could do – I mean, the thing that really is awesome about this for me is how it's so passive-aggressive. In other words, like, he could have taken this a step further. He could have just worn the Goodell face with the clown nose in plain sight and basically, like, double middle-fingered the league and everyone else and, like, come across, like, way more of a jerk. But, like, the way he did it, the media can't really come out and say this, that he did this, because they don't know for sure, right? And I just think there is a level of sophisticated pettiness, and there's a level of just, you mentioned it, plausible deniability, where you can't accuse him of something because you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. But, like, there is a level of just hiding in plain sight in this delivery that I'm kind of mad at myself for not thinking of. Like, I feel like Sean Payton the next year is going to give us little nuggets here and there of really, really subtle jabs at Goodell in the NFL. You know, it's almost like, you know, when you go into an escape room and you have to identify every corner of a picture to see, like, what possible hint you have. Like, I feel like he's going to give us little nuggets like that all year.
Here's the thing that was so amazing about it. It was so subtle. And it wasn't – I don't think that – and I may be wrong, because maybe it could be both. But I think yesterday the whole Netflix and eating ice cream and the hidden Goodell clown shirt, like, that was a wink and a nod and a chef's kiss to Saints fans. Like, that's who that message was for, you know? Did he really binge and eat Netflix for 3 days? I don't know. But the thing about Sean Payton that makes him so fucking amazing is Bill Belichick, if this would have happened to him, he'd have been like, grumble, 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 on to the draft.
Yeah.
And would have not seemed relatable at all. But instead, Sean Payton is like, yeah, I was sad. I was eating Jenny's ice cream for 3 days, and I was watching Ted Bundy fucking documentaries on Netflix, and then while the other episode was waiting to load, I would be reminded, oh yeah, we got fucked out of going to the Super Bowl, and then I would eat another pint of ice cream, and I would watch more Netflix, and it was a vicious cycle for 3 days. And the thing is, like, Saints fans were like, yeah, I feel you, coach. Like, he knows that, like, bonds us to him and the team in a way, because he knows he's got to move this along. He knows they're going to have another season down the line. And the thing about Sean Payton is, he loves all these motivational tactics and wheeling in the 220 grand in the Lombardi.
Yeah,
like, he loves that stuff. And he knows that he's got to, like, lay the groundwork to, like, get the team over it, get the city over it. And he's, like, started the process. And that's really cool. But even cooler is that man is fucking petty. Goodell fucked him out of $8 million in 2012, and he ain't ever getting over it, and he ain't ever getting over this call, and he is going to be fucking petty until the end of time. And I am here for it.
I'm with you, man. I agree, and I just think it's one of those things where when you look at the messages that you get during the course of a season, you know, I feel like every year, like, I think this year was prove them right. And one year it was do your job. I mean, every year I think there's a new mantra, a new theme to the season. And I just think next year it's going to be, you know, be so dominant, basically leave no room for the league to screw you. In other words, just destroy teams so bad and give no F's about respect or how you shouldn't run up the score or how you shouldn't do this. Like, leave no room for error.
I have two ideas for slogans. My first idea is I didn't have time to edit in the music from Deadpool, but Let the Bodies Hit the Floor would be my first choice. And then second choice is Take What's Ours.
Yeah, so it's like it's like expanding on the hashtag We Make the Rules, pal.
Yeah.
I mean, basically hashtag We Make the Rules and hashtag Classless. I want that I want that doubled down on as the theme of 2019.
You know, and I think, yes, the Saints, Drew Brees is old, and I think the stats bear out that he, you know, and John Sigler, who's a good writer, I like him, he put out some stats that the stats sort of tell you we may be at the cliff for Drew Brees, but I still think he's so amazing with reading a defense as the Saints can mitigate it and it can be okay. And also, this roster is full of young dudes. And yes, they're heartbroken that they got fucked out of a Super Bowl. But they also are young and think that we're just going to come back again next year. And because they're all under 25, right? They don't realize that, like, you might not get many shots at this, like Drew Brees or maybe even Cam Jordan do. The rest of them are like, we're young. The NFL fucked us. We're just going to work harder and come back at it next year and get right back here. And I don't necessarily think there'll be a pall that will hang over them. I think what will do in the Saints for 2019 would be things that do in any football team. Injuries. Guys just don't play up to what they're capable of. That sort of thing. I don't think it'll hang over them necessarily, but I guess we'll have to see. Do you think my theory is good or no?
I'm just rooting for Sean Payton. I feel like he's been a little too nice to the media. I feel like he's been a little too nice to, you know, he's just been in a better mood. Maybe it's been the winning and the young players or whatever. But I think this is going to darken his heart a little bit, and I'd like to see him return to kind of that petty asshole jerk that the opposing fans hate him so much for, him, a little more closed off to the media, less forthcoming, and really just hone in. I really feel like this season is going to be Drew's last dance. I feel like this team will come in focused, and I agree with you because ultimately I think they believe this is Drew's last chance at winning one, and they want this so bad for him.
Yeah, I mean, and look, we got the whole offseason to get into everything, but today was just reveling in the pettiness of Sean Payton and enjoying it and making – it made me – yesterday what Sean Payton did, I think it did for me sort of what you said Drew Brees' statement did for you. Where, like, it started to, like, heal you and get you over. Like, yesterday, when Sean Payton, when I knew that he was wearing the Roger Goodell clown t-shirt, I was like, fucking A, let's get this done. You know, and it got me over, and I'm still mad about it, but you just baby steps forward, people. We got to have baby steps forward.
Would you have preferred him to just wear the shirt in plain sight, or did you like it better this way?
No. I think I liked it better that it was a wink and a nod and a chef's kiss just to Saints fans. I liked it better. I liked it better that way.
Agreed.
You know? All right. Before we get out of here, we're going to announce something that we've been teasing on social media, and I didn't get a chance to do a short YouTube video like I planned. But what we're going to do, and we're going to start next week, is we are going to do the Daily Saints Call that patrons can get, and it's going to be a call that me and Andrew do every day. Sort of, you'll get a peek behind the scenes and sort of what we're planning and the phone calls, the ridiculousness that me and Andrew basically do every day that's not podcast related, right? And it'll be a patron tier where you pay $7 a month and you get a call, you get a podcast Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's basically going to be me and Andrew talking about the Saints or talking about whatever we talk about football related every day. And it'll be like 10 minutes long and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be ridiculous. And we're going to do it every fucking day for the people that donate $7. That's like nothing. That's like a Starbucks cup of coffee and you can get your Saints fix every single day. And it's going to be awesome. Andrew, are you you're excited because we do a phone call like every morning when I'm driving into work, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll give people a look behind the curtain at what we plan sometimes. And I mean, we do this anyway, so, you know, nothing really changes in my life. But, you know, if you like hearing what we talk about, if you like kind of the look behind the curtain and you know, I think sometimes there's more like it's less planned, so there's more just spontaneous ridiculousness that we'll throw out there. I mean, some of the spontaneous analogies that you know, sometimes when, you know, your jokes, like they're so carefully planned that they're hilarious, but sometimes the stuff you come up with off the cuff is even better.
Yeah, like, we got to work. We work through it, you know?
Yeah,
and my
yeah.
favorite thing is people will get to hear despondent, angry Andrew, which you let out sometimes on the podcast, but not always. But I get a lot of phone calls where Andrew doesn't even just say hello. He just – I answer, and he says, fuck, and he just goes from there. Or he'll be super excited, which will be great during free agency when that starts, is just the rumors pour in, right?
Yeah,
so anyway,
if you like my rants or me going – like being less composed, that tends to happen more when – I'm not like preparing and doing a long show podcast.
It does. So
you will get more of those.
So we're gonna have that. You'll see the tier up on the show pages. It's $7. A lot of you already donate, so it'll just be a little bit more. Or if you're already at the $7 level, you get it. So we're super excited about it. But I hope Sean Payton being extra petty did for you what it did for me and made my heart a little softer. Anyway, guys, it was amazing. We'll see you Monday.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.